This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A gunman opened fire in a university in the Russian city of Perm Monday morning, leaving 8 people dead, others wounded, according to Russia's investigative committee. That person has been detained, according to the Interior Ministry. The Perm State University press service said the perpetrator used so-called traumatic firearm, such as guns, are designed to fire non-lethal rubber or plastic projectiles, but can be modified to fire other ammunition. Students and staff of the university locked themselves in rooms, and the university urged those who could leave the campus to do so. The state news agency cited an unnamed source, and the law enforcement is saying that some students jumped out of windows of the building. Despite the still raging COVID-19 pandemic, more than 100 world leaders are heading to New York for the annual high-level UN gathering. The challenges on the global agenda are daunting, from an escalating climate crisis and vaccine inequities to Afghanistan's uncertain future under its new Taliban rulers and worsening conflicts in Ethiopia's Tigray region and Myanmar. The head of the United Nations is warning of a potential new Cold War if the United States and China don't repair their relationship. He calls that relationship between the two large and deeply influential countries completely dysfunctional. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the Associated Press this weekend ahead of this week's annual United Nations gathering of world leaders. He said the world's two major economic powers should be cooperating on climate and negotiating more robustly on trade and technology. He says they should be working together, even given persisting disputes about human rights, economics, online security, and more. This is VOA News. France's government spokesman says that President Emmanuel Macron will speak in the coming days with U.S. President Joe Biden in their first contact since a major crisis erupted between France and the United States over a submarine deal with Australia. The French spokesman said Sunday that the phone call is at the request of Biden. What the French now call a grave crisis erupted over the surprise end to a 2016 contract for France to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines for Australia. But Australia belatedly signed on with the United States and Britain for nuclear-powered submarines. France recalled its ambassadors to the two countries, but the French government insists the problem is firstly about strategic issues in the Indo-Pacific region, where China is raising its influence. The U.S. is flying Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland and trying to block others from crossing the border from Mexico. It is a massive show of force that signals the beginning of what could be one of America's swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants or refugees in decades. Three flights with 145 passengers each arrived in Port-au-Prince, and Haiti said six flights were expected on Tuesday, and all U.S. authorities moved to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants camped around a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, after crossing from Mexico. The National Institutes of Health director in the United States says a government advisory panel's decision to limit Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shots to Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, is a preliminary step and predicts broader approval for most Americans in the next few weeks. Dr. Francis Collins told Fox News Sunday that the panel's recommendations Friday was correct based on a snapshot of available data on the effectiveness of Pfizer's two-shot regimen over time. But he said real-time data from the U.S. and Israel continue to come in, showing waning efficacy among broader groups of people that would need to be addressed soon. Collins, who also appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, said he thinks that there will be a decision in the coming weeks to extend boosters beyond the list that they approved on Friday. And female employees in the Kabul city government were told to stay home, with work only allowed for those who cannot be replaced by men. That's according to the interim mayor of Afghanistan's capital on Sunday, detailing the latest restrictions on women by the new Taliban rulers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.